Before I begin my sermon, I just want to thank all of you for your prayers and support of myself and my family.
我今日讲道之前，想藉住呢个机会多谢大家为我、为我家人去代祷。
The last time I spoke here was in March.
我上一次嚟呢度讲道就系三月份。
And the next day after I preached, my mother went home to the Lord.
咁我讲道之后嗰日。咁我媽媽就係接被神接回天家。
And it was a pretty stressful time for my family as my father and my mother passed away around a month from each other.
咁對我家庭來講係一個幾有壓力嘅一段嘅時機。咁過去一年，我爸爸媽媽都係相繼嘅去世。
So I want to thank you all for your prayers and for your encouragement.
所以感謝大家一直以嚟為我祈禱。
We are in June already.
现在已经六月份了。
And as I was preparing my sermons, I was looking closely at the calendar.
我准备讲到的时候，我就望下我的日历表。
And I realized that I have less than 6 months before I will retire.
我就发觉还有六个月我就退休了。
And I generally preach in the Chinese services once every 3 months.
通常我在中文的崇拜里面每三个月就讲一次道。
So this is my second to last time I will be preaching to you as senior pastor.
所以就是我主任牧师的任期以来尾二的一次跟大家讲道。
And so certainly with only 2 times to preach, I was carefully thinking about, well, what should I share with the people in this congregation?
因为我只有两次跟大家讲到，所以我就很小心地在思考应该讲什么题目。
And the Lord guided me to preach on getting back to the basics.
咁主就引领我去讲关于一啲基本嘅重要嘅事情。
And so I hope that people will remember it and apply it.
咁希望大家会记得，亦都可以应用喺你生命当中。
Let me begin by using an American sports illustration.
开始嘅时候咧，想一个用美国一个运动嚟做一个嘅例子。
I know that a lot of you don't understand American football.
可能在座有好多人都唔系太了解美式足球。
But I also know that there's a lot of New England Patriots fans in our congregation.
虽然是这样，在座当中，我都相信有不少是纽英伦爱国者队的球迷。
There was a famous coach of many championship teams named Vince Lombardi.
咁有一位是众多冠军球队的教练，他的名字叫做隆巴迪。
He was perhaps the best coach of his time.
咁佢可能咧就係當時最佳嘅一位嘅教練。
In fact, he was such a good coach that they named the championship trophy after him.
佢因為就係一個咁好嘅教練，所以甚至連個冠軍獎座都係以他命名嘅。
Well, one day after his team suffered a very humiliating defeat to a team they never should have lost to.
咁咧有一次比赛，佢哋就全军覆没。咁对手咧系俾佢哋水皮嘅。
And so the coach Lombardi called a meeting for the next day.
咁呢个教练喺之后嗰日嘅朝早就召开一个嘅会议。
And with a lot of apprehension, the players gathered in the clubhouse.
咁啲嘅球员，佢哋怀住忐忑不安嘅心情，就去到嗰个球队嘅会所。
The players expected the coach to yell and scream at them.
咁啲球员就预计个教练咧就会大发雷霆。
So finally the coach appeared.
咁个教练就出现啦。
And the room was silent.
咁咧个成个房间咧都系鸦雀无声。
And the coach picked up a football.
个教练就拎起呢个嘅足球。
And he held it in front of him.
喺佢哋面前拎起个球。
And he said, "This is a football."
就跟他们说 呢個係一個足球。
And so his point was, we have to go back to the basics.
他的目的就是想說我們要回到基本的一些事情。
That sometimes we get distracted and we forget the most important things.
因為有時我們會的注意力分散就沒有注意反而最基本的事情。
And so we as a church, we don't want to forget the basics.
我們身為教會的我們都應該不要忘記我們最基本的事情。
If weforget it, then we'll get off track as a church.
因为如果我们忘记了的，我们就很容易会走偏差。
Now churches have lots of different activities.
我们教会有很多不同的活动。
And you can just look at your bulletin and see all the different things that our church does.
你打开今天的会文，你就看到我们教会有很多不同类型的活动。
We have a table tennis event this afternoon.
今天下午我們由乒乓球賽開始。
We have a conference that's going to be coming up later this month.
咁咧，遲啲呢個月我哋亦都有一個退休會。
We have a summer day camp this summer, as we've had for many years.
咁咧喺今年嘅暑假，我哋呢一個嘅暑期日營。
We're asking people to pray about the expansion, particularly in Chinatown.
我哋亦都有叫會眾去為我哋嘅擴堂而去代禱。
We're looking for a new senior pastor.
我哋都喺度找尋一位新嘅主任牧師。
So all these things are very important.
呢啲事情都係重要嘅。
But they also can distract us from the basics.
但係佢哋都會分散我哋對重要呢啲基要事情嘅注意力。
The foundational things that we as a church need to focus on.
一啲根基嘅事情，我哋身為教會係應該去重視。
So to understand what's really important for a church, we need to go back to the first church.
所以作為教會，點樣明白點樣有時要返璞歸真，我哋要睇初期嘅教會。
The first church was, you can find it in the book of Acts.
咁最初嘅教會就喺聖經嘅使徒行傳有記載。
Christ had died on the cross, but he rose again.
基督死十字架上，跟住佢復活。
He stayed on earth for 40 days, and many of us to teach his followers.
佢留喺地上边有四十日去教导佢嘅门徒。
And then in Acts chapter 1, he ascended into heaven.
咁喺使徒行传第一章嘅记载咗佢升天。
In Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit is given to all the believers.
使徒行传嘅第二章，圣灵就赐俾所有嘅信徒。
And Peter preaches.A sermon that was focused on Christ but empowered by the Holy Spirit.
使徒彼得就被聖靈加力講咗一篇關於基督嘅道理。
And so 3,000 people became Christians that day.
嗰日有3,000嘅人去成為基督徒。
And those people all got baptized, and this is in Jerusalem.
就喺耶路撒冷呢個地方，佢哋受洗。
And so this is the beginning of the church.
呢個就係教會嘅創立。
This is the church that was filled with the people who just became Christians.
呢個教會就係充滿咗呢啲嘅基督徒。
And we need to understand that the church is not a building.
我哋要明白教会唔系一座嘅建筑物。
It's not an organization.
唔系一个嘅机构。
The church is the people.
教会就系当中嘅。
And literally, the word church in the Bible means people that have been called out by God.
圣经里边教会嘅意思就系神呼召嘅民众。
And so the passage that we're going to look at tells us what did this church do to grow.
我们今天所看的经文就是关于这个教会去怎样成长。
It tells us what was their focus and what was the result.
当时这个教会的工作重点是什么，又都有什么的成果。
Now, for the purpose of this sermon, I actually want to reverse the order.
今天这旁的讲道呢，我会将这个次序去调转。
I want to first look at the results.
我会大家一起先睇呢个嘅成果。
And as we look at the results, I hope you will say, I'd like to see that for our congregation and our church.
希望大家睇到个结果嘅时候，大家都会希望我哋自己教会、我哋自己嘅会堂会一样有同样嘅成果。
And then as we look at the product, I want to look at the priorities.
睇完个成果之后，我哋先睇我哋一啲重要嘅。 任務。
And as we look at these, the product, we say, boy, we want to see this result in our church.
看到這個成果，希望大家同樣是希望我們自己教會也要得到。
And so my hope is that you will pay more attention to the priorities of this first church.
看完個成果之後，希望大家就將集中注意在這個教會的首要任務。
So in this passage, especially in the second half of this passage, we will see four products.
今天的這段經文裡面，在後半部我們看到有四個的成果。
The first one is that there was awe.
第一個成果就經文說他們有懼怕。
Verse 43 says, awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles.
经文第43节咁话，众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。
The Greek word for therefore awe can be translated fear.
咁原文希列文惧怕呢个嘅字可以翻譯成為去驚慌。
But we're not talking about terror here.
我們這裡其實不是覺得是個形容，其實不是指恐懼。
But we're talking here about reverence.
所講的是一份的敬畏。
It's used for times when people's minds were stunned because of some powerful divine reality.
通常這個字是形容當一個人遇到一些超自然的情景而感到愕然。
I remember when my family took a vacation to the Grand Canyon.
我仲記得我屋企人有一次放假就去到呢個大峽谷。
And we came from Los Angeles, so it was an 8-hour drive from Los Angeles.
我哋就係從羅省出發，坐車要坐八個鐘頭先到大峽谷。
And to be honest, the trip was kind of boring.
老實講，嗰八個鐘頭其實係好悶嘅。
A lot of it was desert land.
因為所經過嘅都係沙漠。
Not much to see.
冇乜嘢睇嘅。
But finally we got to the park.
終於我哋就去到嗰個嘅公園。
And we're able to get to the edge of the Grand Canyon.
我哋可以行到呢個大峽谷嘅呢個嘅盡頭。
And once we got there, we looked at the view.
一到到，我哋就可以遠目觀看。
And it definitely took my breath away.
嗰陣時我就覺得嘆為觀止。
I was overcome with a sense of awe.
嗰陣時我就充滿呢個敬畏嘅心。
I think that's the kind of feeling that people had in that first church.
我相信當時呢個最初嘅教會佢哋嘅感覺係一樣。
Now in the first church, the awe came because of the signs and wonders that were being done through the apostles.
當時呢個最初嘅教會佢哋點解會有呢個敬畏嘅心，就因為佢哋見到好多嘅奇事神蹟。
And you may ask, where are the signs and wonders today?
你會問啦，今日有咩嘅神蹟奇事？
Well, certainly God does miracles today.
的確，到今天神依然會行好多神蹟。
But if we look closely, it says the signs and wonders were being done through the apostles.
大家如果留意嘅話，其實經文裏面係話嗰啲係使徒去行呢啲嘅神蹟。
And one of the requirements for an apostle is that they were witnesses of the resurrected Christ.
身為使徒嘅要求，佢哋就要係一個基督嘅見證人。
So I believe there's no apostles today.
我相信在今時今日我們當中是沒有使徒。
But I do believe that God does miracles today.
但我相信今時今日神依然行神蹟。
In fact, I would say in the last few months I've seen lots of miracles.
其實在過去這幾個月我就見到有很多的神蹟。
An example would be my aunt and uncle who lived next to my parents.
其中一個就發生在住在我父母附近的一個的細叔伯同埋佢太太。
And these are my aunt and uncle. We were very close to them, in terms of relationship.
我哋同佢哋咧關係其實好密切。
And but they had no interest in Christianity.
但係佢哋對基督教係完全冇興趣。
In fact, my aunt was a very devoted person to ancestor worship.
而呢位女士嘅，佢係其實好中意去拜祖先。
But I still prayed for them.
但我依然為佢哋祈禱。
And I probably prayed for them for 40 years.
我可能為佢哋祈禱已經有40年。
A few months ago, I baptized them.
在幾個月前，我為他們施洗。
My uncle had encountered some health problems.
我這位的細叔伯遇到一些健康的問題。
And I think that kind of scared both of them.
所以他們兩夫妻的時候就覺得很害怕。
And even though they had heard the gospel before, this was the time they responded.
雖然之前他們聽過福音，但是就在那一刻他們願意去回應。
And I baptized them in their home again a few months ago.
在幾個月前，他們就在他們自己屋企受洗。
And I would say that's a miracle.
對我來講，這個是一個神蹟。
And when I think about it, I am in awe of God's power.
我每次想起，我都是充滿這個驚嘆、敬畏。
So one of the characteristics of that early church that there was awe.
所以初期教會其中一個特質就是他們是充滿敬畏。
They had awe of God and His power.
對神、對神的能力充滿敬畏。
But there's a second product that we see in this early church.
咁喺呢個初期教會，我哋睇到第二個一個嘅成果。
And that is there was caring in this church.
就係呢個教會當中有關懷。
Verse 44 and 45 says, "And all who believed were together and had all things in common, and they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need."
第四十四同埋第四十五節咁講，信的人都在一處，凡物公用，並且賣了田產家業，照各人所需用的分給各人。
That early, in that early church, the people really cared about each other.
在这个的早期教会，大家是互相照顾。
They were willing to share their possessions to help those who were in need.
他们愿意凡物公用去帮助那些有需要的人。
I have two grandchildren.
我呢就有两个孙。
And when they come visit, one of the common things is that the two children fight with each other.
每次他們來探我呢，他們就會打架了。
And usually it's over fighting about some toy.
他們爭什麼呢？就是爭玩具玩。
And very commonly they will say, mine.
有時他們就說我的。
They don't want to share.
他們不想大家一起玩。
They don't want to let the other person use that toy.
他們都不想對方去玩我的玩具。
They hold tightly to their toy.
他們緊緊地去抓住他們的玩具。
And so, many times, we are like that.
有很多時候我們都一樣。
We hold tightly to our toys.
我對我們的玩具，我們會緊緊地抓住。
But certainly, that was different in that first century church.
所以當時的教會就不同了。
As people had need, they willingly gave up what they had to help other people.
當人有需要的時候，他們很願意的去將他們擁有的去分享，去幫助。
And where do we see this kind of sharing today?
在今時今日，我們會在什麼地方會見到這樣的分享呢？
Well, ideally, I hope we find it in our own families.
當然最好的就是我們在自己屋企有這些事情出現。
Now we're sort of between Mother's Day and Father's Day, right?
現在剛好就是母親節和父親節的中間。
And let me use that as an example.
我就用這個作為一個的例子。
If you're a family and you're in need, hopefully your mother cares about you.
如果你有需要的時候，希望呢你阿媽呢係會關心你嘅。
If you are sick, your mother would spend time with you and nurse you and help you.
你生病嘅時候，你媽咪會照顧你，讓你呢可以痊癒。
If you ask for help, they won't say, "Well, I don't work at night."
你需要幫嘅時候，佢哋話：哦，唔係啊，我晚上係休班嘅。
Or if you ask your father to drive you somewhere.
又或者你叫阿爸去开车去接送你。
They don't send you a bill for the mileage.
之后呢，佢唔会发一张账单俾你。
Now, when a good family members are willing to help each other out.
是一个好的家庭，家庭的成员会互相帮助。
And so I believe that that's the kind of attitude people had in that first church.
当时这个初期的教会，他们就是有这份的帮互助的精神。
They were a big family.
他们是一个大家庭。
And they didn't do it because they were obligated to, it's because they loved each other.
他们不是因为要尽责, 而是因为他们真的爱对方。
A famous pastor said, wrote this.
曾经有一个出名的牧师写了以下的说话。
He said, the early Christians shared their goods because they were generous.
初期的基督徒,他们分享财物,因为他们慷慨。
And they were generous because they had learned generosity from God.
他们慷慨是因为他们从神身上学了怎样做,怎样慷慨。
Because God had been generous with them, they were determined to be generous with one another.
因为神对他们慷慨,所以他们决意有什么都是分金同味。
So we see that one of the characteristics of this early church was a sense of awe and also a sense of sharing.
所以这个最初的教会,他们当中是有敬畏,也都有这个关怀。
But another characteristic was joy in this first church.
另一个的特质就是喜乐。
Verse 46 says, and day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they receive their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God.
46节这么说,他们天天同心合意,行设地在殿里,且在家中擘饼,存着欢喜诚实的心用饭,赞美神。
Joy and gladness were a characteristic of this early church.
所以欢喜诚实是当中的一个特质。
They were praising God.
他们在赞美神。
They enjoyed being together as a church.
他们在教会里面相处的时候,他们有喜乐。
They were practice generosity.
他们都是施行慷慨。
Now, was it... We have to sometimes think about why do we come together for worship?
我们有时会想,我们为什么要聚在一起,一起敬拜呢?
And I don't know what was your attitude when you came here this morning.
今早我不知道大家来到这里是有什么心情。
Was it because it's a habit that you formed over all these years?
是不是说你这么多年了,已经养成一个习惯?
Or because you really enjoyed coming to worship God?
亦或你来到这里,是因为你敬拜神的时候,你是有喜乐。
We could ask ourselves, what exactly is worship?
有时,大家应该都问自己,其实敬拜是什么意义?
For some people, it might be just attending a service on Sunday morning.
有时,你敬拜你就说了,真是翻崇拜的意思。
But I would define worship as celebrating who God is and what He has done for us.
我被敬拜作出的定义,就会说是敬拜,就是为了神,和神是谁,和他为我们所做的而去庆祝。
And if we think of worship in that way, hopefully we come with a sense of joy.
如果你有这样的心态,希望你每一次来敬拜,你都是充满喜乐。
It's not coming to a funeral.
不是来一个丧礼。
It's coming to celebrate something.
而来一个是庆祝。
As we think about what God, who God is and what He has done for us, it should bring joy to our hearts.
我们每当思想神是谁,祂为我们所做的事情,我们心中应该是满有喜乐。
As we serve together with other brothers and sisters, hopefully there is joy.
我们和弟兄姊妹一起侍奉的时候,希望大家都是有喜乐。
I know recently they had a cleanup of this church building.
最近呢,我们牛顿堂呢,有一次大扫除。
And there are a number of people from the three congregations here that was cleaning the pews and wiping down different walls and things.
咁呢,嗰次我们牛顿堂三个堂会的弟兄姊妹都一起去大扫除,清洁一些台灯。
And I did notice that there was a joy that those people had in serving God in this way.
当时我是见到的确确弟兄姊妹是有充满喜乐的。
It wasn't because somebody forced them to come and clean up the church.
不是有人去逼他们一起来做大扫除。
But they put a lot of energy and enthusiasm in it because they cared about God's church and they did it with joy.
他们是有火热的心理,因为他们侍奉的时候是有喜乐。
The fourth product that we see in this early church was numerical growth.
第四个嘅成果，我哋睇到初期嘅教会有嘅就系人数嘅增加。
And so in verse 47, they were praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
第四十七节，佢哋系赞美神，得众民的喜乐，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
This first church was characterized by love and joy.
这个最初的教会，他们的特质包括有爱和有喜乐。
There was unity and sharing of possessions.
他们彼此合一，互相分享。
There was a sense that God was doing something in this church.
他们感到在这个教会神做的事。
And guess what?
大家猜一点呢？
People around them were attracted to it.
在附近的人就被吸引了。
The people who were outside the church saw this joy and this love that was taking place in this group of people.
在教会以外的人就看到教会里面的人是充满喜乐和爱。
Now, it doesn't mention that they had a lot of evangelistic meetings.
经文没有说他们举行了很多次的布道会。
They didn't talk about having a visitation program.
没有说一些的探访工作。
And maybe they did, but it doesn't mention it here.
或者他们当时有，但经文没有提到。
But the emphasis is in this passage is that they focus on the priorities.
但是当中的着重的就是当时的教会，他们会着重他们的首要任务。
And as they focus on the priorities, God blessed them with numerical growth.
当他们着重这些的首要任务，神就以人数增加来祝福那个教会。
And so our desire certainly is to see more and more people come and follow Jesus Christ.
我们当然想越来越多人去跟从基督。
And yes, there's lots of value in a lot of the evangelistic programs that we have.
当然我们所举行的这些布道性的活动是重要。
But if we are a church that was filled with these characteristics that are described in this passage, then people want to come to the church.
但如果我们教会是有经文上所提到这四个的特质的话，在教会以外的人会被吸引来到我们教会。
They want to belong to such a church.
他们就会自愿想去到一个这样的教会。
So now that we looked at the products, let's go back to the first verse and look at the priorities of this first church.
我们看完个结果了，现在我们看回第一节，他提到当时的教会是有什么首要任务。
If we want to have a sense of awe in our church,
如果我们希望我们教会是充满敬畏，
If we want to see people sharing and loving one another,
如果我们想我们看到我们教会是真的可以做到互相分享，
If we want to have joy and numerical growth in our church,
如果希望我们教会是有喜乐，是有人数增加的话，
then we need to devote ourselves like the first church.
我们就要恒久去专心去看我们当时教会其实做了什么事情。
And we see this in verse 42.
第42节就告诉我们，
And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship and to the breaking of bread and the prayers.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼祈祷。
The word devoted means to persistently continue in something or to be steadfast in something.
经文里面说恒心，意思就是坚持到底，不屈不挠。
And so if someone is a devoted husband, for instance, then they are very attentive and focused on their wife.
如果一个恒久专心的一个的丈夫，即是说他对这个的太太是非常之去关心，是坚持忠心不渝。
So in verse 42 we see four priorities.
在第42节单单一节我们看了四个的首要任务。
These are the four basics.
这四个就是基要的元素。
These are the fundamentals of their practice of their faith.
就是他们的信仰里面的基础。
And as they're devoted to this, it means that they continuously did this.
經文話佢哋係恆心去做嘅，即係話呢啲事情佢哋係持續咁做。
It was not something they did for a few weeks.
唔係話佢哋淨係做幾個禮拜。
It's not something that they had a very strong start and then kind of stopped after a while.
唔係話佢哋開始嘅時候好好，但係之後咧就冇做啦。
It's something they continued to devote themselves to.
就係佢哋持續有恆心嘅去做。
This month, our church is celebrating its 58th anniversary.
在下个月，今个月，我们教会就会庆祝第58周年的堂庆。
And I hope that I wasn't there at the beginning when they started the church.
教会刚刚开始的时候，我不在场。
But I hope that these are the priorities that church had in the beginning.
但希望我哋教会创立嘅时候，亦都有同样嘅呢啲基本嘅元素。
And they started with just 18 people.
我哋教会开始嘅时候只有18个人。
Now we're over 1,000 people.
而家我哋有超过1,000人。
And I hope that these are the same priorities that we have for our church today.
我希望今时今日我哋教会有同样呢啲觉得珍重嘅基本要素。
And I hope that I know that.A lot of people move around in the summer.
我知道咧，而家夏天啦，有好多人咧会出出入入。
And as people move away, they have to look for new churches.
有時有啲人會搬走，要換一間新嘅教會。
And I hope that you will look for a church that has the same priorities.
希望大家揾教會嘅時候，亦都會揾一啲教會係有同樣嘅呢啲嘅基本要素。
So what are these priorities?
咁呢啲嘅基本嘅要素係咩咧
？Well, the first one is it was the priority of learning.
第一樣嘅首要任務就要去學習。
It says in verse 42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
42節開始話，都恆心遵守使徒的教訓。
Now, why the apostles' teachings?
點解要遵守使徒嘅教訓呢
？Well, there was no New Testament yet.
當時仲未有聖經嘅新約。
That part of the Bible was not written yet.
嗰陣新約仲未寫成。
It was sort of in process.
嗰陣咧係寫緊。
But the apostles sat under the teaching of Jesus for 3 years.
但嗰時呢班嘅使徒喺耶穌嘅跟前學習過三年嘅時間。
And even after Christ died and rose again, Christ taught them for 40 days.
耶穌死後復活，佢哋亦都接受咗40日耶穌嘅教導。
And so the apostles carried with them the things that God wanted, Jesus wanted to pass on to the church.
所以呢班嘅使徒，佢哋話有耶穌想傳遞俾教會嘅呢啲嘅信息。
So with no apostles today, we now have what they wrote in God's word.
我哋今日冇使徒，但系我哋有嘅就系使徒写下来嘅呢啲嘅句语。
And so for us today, we need to devote ourselves to learning from God's word.
就系圣经，所以我哋要恒心遵守圣经嘅教导。
The Bible is God's guidebook for us as individuals and as a church.
圣经就系神对我哋个人同埋教会嘅一份嘅指南。
So we need to study it and learn as much as possible from God's word.
所以我哋要尽力去好好去研读。
But obviously, it's not just academic learning.
所以唔单止系学术上嘅一个嘅学习。
It's not just about head knowledge.
唔系头脑上嘅知识。
But it includes application.
而系要懂得点去应用。
If you are devoted to God's word, you not only know it in your head.You live it out in your daily lives.
所以如果大家是去恒心遵守圣经的教导的话，我们每一天也要将它活出来。
So James chapter 1 verse 22 says, But be doers of the word, not hearers only deceiving yourselves.
圣经雅各书一章22节这样说，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。
So the question is, are you devoted to God's word like the first church?
所以問題就是你是不是好像當時最初這個教會一樣恆切的專心去學習神的話語呢
Now, certainly the church today can help you.
今日我哋教会系可以帮到大家。
You listen to sermons，
可以听讲道。
We have Sunday school，
我有主一学。
There might be Bible studies or fellowship groups，
我哋喺团契里边有查经班。
And so I hope that you're taking advantage of learning from God's word。
我希望大家系把握呢啲嘅机会去学习神嘅话语。
But I hope you're also spending time yourself day by day。Trying to understand and apply God's word in your daily lives.
同时希望大家每日嘅亦都会读时去研读圣经，学习点样将神嘅话语应用。
And in this first church, many of those people in that church were new believers.
喺初期嘅教会当中有好多新嘅信徒。
I know in our congregation today, many of you say, well, I've been a Christian for many years.
可能在座当中你就说了，我信了很久了。
Many of you have been Christians for decades.
我信了几十年了。
And some of you may sort of think that I kind of know it already.
那你就说了，我什么都学识了。
And that's a mistake.
这个是错误的。
We need to realize that, yes, the Word of God is like milk to a little baby.
我哋要明白，圣经就好似一个 BB 仔饮奶。
But the Bible also says the Word of God is like meat to those of us who are older and more mature.
我哋更当更加成熟之后，我亦都以圣经，我哋认为系一个食神话语嘅肉。
So don't think that you don't need God's Word anymore.
唔好谂话我唔再需要神嘅话语。
In our church, we don't have graduation ceremonies for Sunday school.
我哋教会咧唔会话有主日学咧，你就可以完毕业啦。
We don't say, "Oh, you learned enough already."
我哋唔话啦，你已经乜都学晒啦。
We all need to learn, including myself.
我哋每一个人都需要学习，包括我自己。
So I hope that we are devoted to learning from God's word like this first church.
正如当时最初呢个教会，希望大家亦都会恒心遵守去学习圣经。
But verse 2 also said, "And they devoted themselves to the apostles'teaching and fellowship."
第四十二节同样话，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接。
So that word fellowship means sharing something together.
呢度交接或者团契嘅意思就系分享。
It's talking about having something in common.
就系话当中佢哋有共用一啲嘢。
Now, certainly as Christians, they shared the same spiritual life.
当然他们身为基督徒的他们有共同的灵命
But they went beyond that
但他们是超出一步
They shared their possessions
他们是凡物共用
They shared their needs
他们分享他们的需要
They shared time together
他们分享时间
They ate together
他们一起吃饭
We see that they worship together and pray together
一起敬拜一起祈祷
In other words, they were like a family
他们好像一家人一样
And they sometimes encourage one another.
他们有时会彼此鼓励。
But sometimes they even rebuked one another.
有时亦都会彼此嘅督责。
Because they loved one another.
因为他们彼此相爱。
And so we also need to learn to share our lives with one another.
所以我们都要学习怎样同其他人去分享生命。
And so,particularly I would want to encourage those people who are introverted.
我特别想鼓励当中比较内向的。
Because I understand because I'm introverted too.
我明白因为我自己本身都是内向的。
You see, there are a lot of people who are extroverted. Oh, they make lots of friends.
我知道有些人是外向的特别容易去结交朋友。
They like to talk with people.
他们喜欢跟人去聊天。
But introverted people are kind of quiet.
内向的人呢就比较静。
And it's not that easy to make friends.
不是那么容易去结交朋友。
But being part of a church means being part of a family.
但是成为参加教会就是表示你去成为一个一家人。
And you may not be close friends with everybody.
不是说你要跟每一个人都要成为亲密的朋友。
But I hope there's a small circle of friends that you have here at the church.
但希望你在教会里面有一群亲密的朋友。
Because I know some of you just come to church.
我知道有些人只是回教会。
You sit through the service.
你呢来崇拜。
You sit, sing the songs.
唱几首歌。
You listen to the sermon.
听牧师讲道。
And then you leave.
跟住就走人了。
No one knows you.
没人认识你。
And you don't know anyone else.
你都不认识其他人。
But I would encourage you to begin to, make friends and relationships with other members of the church family.
我鼓励大家去建立这些关系，去认识一些的朋友。
Because that's what true, fellowship is all about.
这样就可以彼此的交接。
To have relationships with other brothers and sisters.
和其他的弟兄姊妹有个关系。
And so that first church was devoted to sharing their lives with one another.
当时的教会，他们就肯去完全的去恒心的去专心去当中有建立这个好的关系。
So I hope that you will, overcome some of your shyness.
所以希望大家呢去突破大家的一些的怕丑。
Yeah. And reach out to people that are around you.
而向身边的人呢去伸出你的手。
The third priority that they had was worship.
另一个的他们首要任务就是敬拜。
In verse 42 it says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, and to the breaking of bread.
经文说都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼。
Now you may say, I don't see worship here.
咦，你会说，诶，经文没有说敬拜哦。
Well, the breaking of bread certainly could refer to eating together.
擘饼当然可以说是他们那个时候是一起吃饭。
Maybe you would say, oh, it refers to the lunch that we have downstairs.
好的，就好像我们呢在副堂下底一起去吃饭一样。
And certainly that's helpful in terms of developing relationships as you eat together with other brothers and sisters.
所以同弟兄姊妹一起吃饭嘅，我哋特别容易建立关系。
But the breaking of bread could also mean they were practicing communion or the Lord's Supper.
而擘饼另一个意思就系佢一齐守圣餐。
In a few moments, we'll be celebrating Holy Communion.
一阵我哋会一齐守圣餐。
And it's a part of our worship.
是我哋敬拜当中的一部分。
It's a time that we pause to reflect and remember Christ's death for us on the cross.
就是我哋稍微暂停去思考翻神为我哋死十字架。
And from verse 46, it seems that there was a formal time.As well as an informal time.
在四十六节，我们看到其实他们有一些正式的时间去敬拜，也有非正式的时间敬拜。
In other words, they might have celebrated it as a church together, this communion.
换句话，就是他们有时会教会一起的去有一个的守圣餐。
But it also seems from verse 46 that there could have been times that people, worshipped God individually or as a family.
同时四十六节似乎亦都暗示他们个人或者他们自己一独立的家庭亦都有敬拜的时间。
It mentions they did this day by day.
他们说他们每日去这样做。
And so, to me, it means that we need to make worship a priority.
所以对我来讲，同样的，我们需要敬拜是定为首要的事情。
And it certainly talks about our corporate worship together on Sunday morning.
包括星期日我们聚在一起的敬拜。
And again, there might be people who come when things are convenient.
当然，我哋当中有人，我哋翻教会要得闲一阵，方便嗰阵先去。
If it's raining, they may say, "Oh, I don't want to go to church."
今日落雨啦，就唔翻教会啦。
Or if it's sunny, they say, "Oh, it's too nice a day to go to church."
又或者阳光普照，今日天气太好啦，唔去教会。
But these people were devoted to worship.
但是当中这些人, 他们是专心的去恒久的,
it was our priority to them.
他们将这个敬拜定为一个优先的事情。
And so certainly, if it's a priority, we want to make sure that we are devoted to this practice of worship.
既然是一个首要的事情, 我们更加需要恒久的去做。
And we should do this every day.
我们应该每日去这么做。
That you spend time just worshiping God alone.
花时间, 独自的去敬拜神,
that you tell God how much you love Him.
告诉神听你多么的爱他,
how much you give thanks to what He has done in your life.
因为他在你生命当中所做的事情,你献上感恩。
And again, if we use the example of Mother's Day and Father's Day,
如果我们用父亲节、母亲节同样这个例子的话,
some people just thank their parents once a year.
有些人呢,
but I'm sure your parents would love to hear it each and every day, every time you see them.
我相信,
so I hope that you will worship God each and every day.
同样,
the last priority is prayer.
最后, 他们其中的首要任务就是祈祷。
Verse 42, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers.
经文第42节这么说, 都恒心遵守使徒的教训, 彼此交接,擘饼,祈祷。
Now, you notice that after this, in the last part, sentence of this passage, it says, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
提醒大家,这段经文最后是说,主将得救的人,天天加给他们。
So it mentions that it was not because the first church did all this evangelistic activity.
所以注意,不是说因为教会做了这些事情,所以他们人数增加。
It was the Lord that added to their number.
是主将人天天加给他们。
So how do we unlock God's power in our church, in our congregation?
在我们教会,在我们会堂当中,我们怎样释放神的能力呢?
We do this through prayer.
我们就是用祈祷。
Well, as we pray, God answers us and blesses us with growth.
如果我们祈祷的时候,神会应允,神会祝福我们人数增加。
We can see this in the book of Acts.
我们从使徒行传就会看得到。
They started off here with about a little over 3,000 people.
初来教会的时候,大概有3,000人。
But pretty soon it changed the whole world. How did that happen?
是事情怎样发生呢?
If you read the book of Acts, you'll see how important prayer was to that first church.
当你读使徒行传的时候, 你会发觉最初的教会,
now notice in verse 42, and I'm not sure if it's in the Chinese, but there's a definite article before prayers, the prayers.
在英文圣经,祈祷之前有一个定冠词。
So it seems to indicate there was a regular time that people prayed.
意思就是说,当时的人是有一个特定的时间去祈祷。
And I know that you have a regular prayer meeting.
我知道大家其实是有祈祷会的。
And I know many people don't attend.
我都知道,在座当中很多人都是没有去祈祷会的。
But hopefully there is a regular time that you spend with other believers in prayer.
我希望大家是有特定的时间和其他信徒一起祈祷。
Whether it be with other members of the church or maybe people in your own family.
可能是教会里面其他的弟兄姊妹, 或者你自己的家人一起祈祷。
I don't think necessarily has to, means that you, every church has to have a specific prayer meeting.
我不是说每间教会一定要特定祈祷的时间。
But it can be part of your small group or your fellowship time.
在你的小组当中,你的团体当中, 希望是有祈祷的时间。
The elders meet together, have two meetings every month.
我们教会长老每个月开两次会。
And every, there are lots of things to talk about, for certain.
我们呢, 每一次开会都有很多事情讨论。
But the first thing on our agenda is to spend time in prayer.
但每一次我哋嘅议程里边，第一个项目就系祈祷。
Not just having one person just kind of open the meeting in prayer.
唔系话开始嘅时候有一个代表去领导。
We split up into smaller groups and we spend a good amount of time to pray for the needs of the church.
而系我哋长老们当中，我哋分为各组，我哋系花时间去教会祷告。
And so I hope that whatever ministry that you're involved in, that prayer is a priority like it was in that first church.
同样希望大家无论你是参与教会任何的事工，你们在当中是有一起祈祷的时间。
So if we want a church like the first church,
如果希望我们教会是好像最初教会一样，
we want a church that is in awe of God,
我们希望我们教会是充满敬畏，
that they are caring for one another,
彼此的关心，
there is joy,
当中有喜乐，
there is numerical growth,
有人数的增加。
Then we need to focus on these four priorities.
我们只要注重这四个的首要任务。
That they're learning from God's word.
去学习神的话语。
They're sharing their lives with one another.
彼此分享生命。
Their worship was a priority.
敬拜是他们的优先的任务。
And they spent time praying together.
也都一起去祈祷。
These were the basics of that first church.
这些就是当时最初教会的一些基本的要素。
And so I would love to see these priorities a part of your individual members' lives.
希望我们每一个人，我们生活当中都有这些首要任务。
That these are priorities in this Newton Cantonese congregation.
在我们牛顿粤语堂也都有这些首要任务。
And that this would be characteristic of our entire church.
也都我们整个教会的有这些特质。
And so as I be stepping down as senior pastor, I hope that this was very important to Pastor Steve.
我身为主任牧师将会卸任，希望大家记得我是非常着重这些重要的事情。
But it was not my idea. This is God's idea. He wrote it down.
这些不是我自己的意见，而是神在圣经里面的话语。
So these are the priorities of God.
这些就是神的首要任务。
Let's bow together in prayer.
请大家低头祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks for your mercy and grace.
天父，我们为你赐给我们的恩典，我们献上感谢。
We're thankful that you put us together as a church.
感谢你将我们聚在一起在这个教会里面。
And Father, sometimes we get distracted by all the different activities.
有时因为不同的活动，影响我们注意力有分散。
And they're all very important.
这些事情是重要。
But help us to be devoted to the things the first church was devoted to.
但是希望神你会帮助我们去着重这些最初教会他们着重的事情。
We pray, Lord, that you would help us to devoted to your learning from your word.
祈求神帮助我们怎样恒心的去学习神你的话语。
Sharing our lives with one another.
彼此的分享生命。
To make worship a priority.
将敬拜定为一个优先的任务。
To be devoted to prayer.
亦都恒切的去祈祷。
Father, as we focus on these, we trust that you will bless us with the results that we see and desire.
当我们将焦点放在这些事情上面，希望神亦都祝福我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉基督的圣名祈求。
Amen.
阿们。